This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
You are now being transferred to broadcast. To end, hang up.
Okay, welcome everyone. Our sponsored by the Fish family, the Nishmas Baski Bas Rabbi Shlomo Ben Avraham Halevi, Perel Bas Ruvain, the Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lefus Shalem, Afel Yomash, Mechai Esar, Yaakov Ben Baski Leia, for the Schus of Avraham Ben Yom Ben Nishma Mark Yudas and family, by Yo Klugman and family, Lefus Shalem, Afel Vidar Ayy Ben Rivka, Hinda Bas Chai Esar, Yitzhak Ben Tzim Ben Dush, Rivka Bas Shira Leia, Chana Bas Shashabin, Shmuel Ben Yom Ben Shira Leia, Shmei Ben Esther Fradel, Meir Ben Chayesar, they should have a refuah shleima, say Shachar Yisrael. We have a little bit of a temporary break on Tumah B'Tahara. We're talking about the 10 levels of Kedusha that is in Eretz Yisrael. Lefinim min Achayma, inside the walled city, the walls of Yerushalayim, a Kiddush Mehem, is more sanctified than walled cities around Yerushalayim. Sha'ichlim sham kachim kalim, because in the old city of Yerushalayim, you're able to eat kachim kalim, such as shlamim, such as atoda, bechar, ma'isa behema, or ma'isa sheni. And you could also eat the ma'isa sheni removed in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. Harabayis mekudish mimenu, harabayis is more holy. She'ein zavim v'zavich nidois v'yoldois nechnasim l'sham. It has a din of the Machna Levia, and Zavim and Zavais and Nidais and Yoldais can't come in there. After that, the next level is the Chael. There was an area called the Soreg, a small lattice work fence, and beyond that, She'ein Goyim Utmei Meis Nechnasim L'Sham. Goyim and those that are contaminated by the dead are not allowed to enter into the 10 Amah area of the Chael. After that, Ezra's Noshim Mekudeshes Mimenu. This is a huge area of 135 by 135 Amas, which is the women's courtyard. She'ein Tful Yom Nichnasin L'Sham. A Tful Yom cannot enter there. Tful Yom is somebody who touched the sheretz, went to the mikveh, but was awaiting nightfall. Ve'ein chayavin ola achatas. But somebody at Tomei went in that area, there's still not an Issur Koros, there's still not a chatas. Ezus Yisrael, Mikudeshes Mimena, the Ezus Yisrael is more sanctified than the Ezus Nashim, she'ein mechusa kippurim nichnas l'sham. A mechusa kippurim, that's one who had counted the 7 days, had tefillah, had nightfall, but is waiting on the eighth day to bring his karmen, he's a mechusar kippurim, he cannot enter in the Eretz Yisrael. And if a tamei enters in the Eretz Yisrael, v'chayoven ole achatas, that is a chatas, that is an issur koros. Ezra's kahanim mekudeshes mimena, the Ezra's kahanim is more holy, she'en Yisrael nichnasim l'sham, a Yisrael cannot go in there without reason, unless it's necessary, like for what? The smicha, to lean on his carbon, the shchita, because the shchita is kasha bizarre, and the snufa, or to wave certain karbonas that need to be waved together with the kohanim. I think that I started with the wrong Mishnah. I was supposed to do Zion today too, right?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
It's Chesed Tes today.
It is Chesed Tes?
Yeah. But you didn't do Zion yet. Because yesterday you were off.
You started the first mission, you were one.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, the first mission was supposed to be the end of the last one.
Oh yeah. Okay. So let's go back to Zion first. Let's go back to Zion first. Ayoros hamakavus chaimem mikudashes mimena. The walled cities are more sanctified than Eretz Yisrael itself. Shemishalchin mitoychan esametzaraim, because the walled cities, they gave a din of machane Yisrael. These are walled cities that are walled from the Ma'is Yeshua Ben Nun, and we send out lepers from there. If somebody dies in the walled city, they could bring the mace to wherever the Tuvei Ir decide the mace should be buried. until they decide where to bury it. In other words, you don't have to bury it right away. It could be brought around different places inside the walled city. But Yatza, if the mace was taken out, it can't be brought back in. Ein Mazir Naisai, it can't be brought back in. Okay, so now we have the Mishnah Tess, which is supposed to be for today. Bein ha'ulam v'lamazbeach mekudish mimena. Between the ulam and the mezbeach, we said that the Ezra's Kohanim, only Yisrael go when they need to go. Otherwise, they shouldn't go into the Ezra's Kohen. Bein ha'ulam v'lamazbeach, between the mezbeach achitzen and the antechamber of the Beis HaMikdash proper, is more sanctified than the Ezra's Kohanim. She'ein balimumin, because blemished kahanim, ufruei roish, or one whose heads are not cut, their hair is not cut, nechnasan l'sham. Then, after that, ha-heichel mikudish mimenu, the heichel, that's the kodesh, she'ein, that's more sanctified, she'ein nechnas l'sham she'loi rechutz yadayim v'raglayim, you can't enter there if your hands weren't sanctified, hands and feet from the water of the kir. It's interesting. So it's not giving a lesser level to the ulam. It just says, bein ha'ulam ulam mizbeach. And then it says the kodesh. It doesn't give a separate level to the ulam, to the antechamber. Kodesh ha'kadoshim mekudesh mehem. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is more holy than the Kodesh. She'ein nichnas l'sham, you can't go in there. Ela kain gadol b'yom ha'kippurim. The kain gadol, that means only one person, the kain gadol, on one day of the year, yom ha'kippurim. B'shas ha'avoida, when he does the avoida of the k'tayrus. Amar Rav Yaisi, b'chamisha dvarim, bein ha'ulam v'lemizbeach, shava l'heichel. In five things, the area between the ulam and the mizbeach is similar to the heichel. She'ein bali mumin, a blemished kohen can't go there, ufruei roish, or one who didn't have his hair cut, ushisuya yayin, one who drank wine, v'shelo yuchutz yadayim raglayim, nechnasin l'sham, uporsin ribein ulam and the mizbeach b'shas haktara. And at the time when they're makter the k'toris on the mizbeach azov in the heichel, or, of course, and when the Kohen Gadol is being makdir k'tayrus of Nei Elfnim HaYom HaKippurim, no one can be, not only shouldn't they be in the Kodesh, but they shouldn't be in the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach as well. With this, we finish the first parak of Masechtas Kelim. A reminder that last night's sphere was 39. Again, I ask people to please think about questions. I got a very interesting question yesterday from somebody. Please think about questions that we could talk about in the Q&A. You don't have to be here, but if you have interesting questions that we could talk about in the night, please give them to me. There is an issue. Last year, we only had one minyan. The early minyan in the morning after that, we had a very big Eilam, Baruch Hashem, of 25 people learning in the night. And we had a very nice first minyan, but we didn't have a second minyan. We only had 9 people. So if you know you're coming and you want a second minyan, please let me know. We want you by the first minyan. We need you by the first minyan, because I can't go wake somebody up for the first minyan. But if you need a second minyan, we don't have to have one. There are other second minyanim here. But if you need a second minyan, please let me know.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.